If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Everybody's got a story. Who's got the crazy story today? Would that be Gabe or Kevin or Steve?
Steve's got a good one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Kev, because Kev's pretty funny.
Fine, I'll do mine. Tomorrow, wow, July 29th.
Just take over.
You guys know what tomorrow is. Steve, it's a big day for you, Steve.
Holy camoly, it's my anniversary's this week. Wow.
Is it really?
Oh, my. It's
that just registered with you because it's July 29th tomorrow?
It's the 30th. Happy birth anniversary, honey.
Wow, what are you doing?
Oh,
what do you have planned?
I've never done that before.
Well, here's a potential night out for the Bertrands.
Yeah?
Tomorrow's National Chicken Wing Day.
Okay.
And you're now a wing fan.
At this point, anything, really.
Steve, for years, has told me he does not like chicken wings. But this summer, he was at a friend's cookout, and they barbecued, they smoked some wings, and Steve sent me a picture.
Brian Hageman smoked the wings. You didn't tell me they were good.
They looked fantastic.
They were really good.
Yeah, wings are outstanding. Jake Melnick's, 41 East Superior in downtown. Love Jake Melnick's wings. They're doing a big wing dinner tomorrow night that includes caviar service. So you can get wings, caviar. It's partnered with Miller High Life. They've got select table snacks served family style. So you could have wings, Steve, and caviar for your anniversary dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah, there was a caviar story like about 6 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, did it include wings from Jake Melnick's?
No, it didn't. And I bet Melnick's wings are so good.
They are fantastic. I used
there's
to
only
live
one
down
way
the street
to
from
know,
Melnick's. Yeah.
Really, but there's...
Maybe we should order some.
Is your thing with wings,
Steve? You don't like things with bones in it like that? Is that your thing? You don't like eating them or what?
Yeah, it's just messy. You know, they're always sloppy and...
That's why I usually get boneless, because like I can handle the messy part, but the bone part is what bothers me.
This is the worst.
Those are called chicken nuggets.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't like working for my food, and having to chew around those bones is a pain in the butt.
I get that.
You're missing out.
No, it's the best. That's what makes them good.
Makes them good. So it's they're having some fun with it over at Melnick's. You get some wings, some caviar. You can buy your tickets online. Check it out, Steve. Enjoy your anniversary dinner.
I thought you'd be doing the dirty soda story from McDonald's.
I don't know the dirty soda story.
Apparently they're going to start selling dirty soda. You know when the kids go into those machines and they put 8 million different – they just go to every – I'll take a squirt of this, and it's disgusting. Well, now they're actually putting it on the menu as dirty soda at McDonald's.
Oh.
I used to do that whenever there would be fountain sodas, just put a little bit. I actually used to take all the caffeinated sodas.
And just mix them.
And because when I was a kid, my mother did not want me having caffeine whatsoever. So I would do that and say, oh, Mom, it's just Sprite and whatever else. But then she would see that it was all dark-colored soda, since she kind of knew. But speaking of McDonald's, actually, that's what my story is about. If you remember, they had that spin-off restaurant called Cosmix.
Did anyone say it was his turn?
Recently.
We're leading into it.
I like it.
He's like a running back. Go see the hole and take it.
Well, I did play fullback in my day at one point. So their Cosmix restaurant, their spin-off restaurant, shut down earlier this year.
Isn't that Cosmos or something?
It's Cosmix, I think. At least that's
okay.
What it's spelled.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
Mix. That's right. Yeah.
So they announced this week that they're going to take 5 of the drinks that they were selling at that restaurant and start selling them at McDonald's now. They're going to start selling the Toasted Vanilla Frappe, the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, Sprite Lunar Splash. That one, actually, I might try. The Popping Tropic Refresher and the Creamy Vanilla Cold Brew. My wife's a big coffee person. She'll probably try that one. But... That was what they were selling at the spinoff restaurant, Cosmix, and they're going to start selling those at McDonald's now because Cosmix obviously is no longer in existence. So
that lasted for a minute.
Yeah, but I definitely want to try that Sprite Lunar Splash, though. It looks tempting.
One of our texters wants to know how many years you've been married. Steve, do you remember that part?
I think it was 1994.
And today is only the 28th. You got 2 days.
No, I know.
I'm
not too worried. It's shocking to me that it hasn't come up at home at all. I mean, we usually would discuss it or something.
Yeah, make a plan.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Well, we don't usually do anything.
Anyway, really?
Sharon's got family coming into town.
Oh.
And Wednesday, I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, well, you should. All right, what's your story today?
Okay, so this comes out of the unfortunate story about the man who died on the Turkish Air flight from, you know, they landed at O'Hare last week. You remember that story?
Right.
They were flying from Turkey, I think, to San Francisco, and he died. So they landed at O'Hare, and then they lost the body for a time.
That was so heartbreaking. I couldn't even talk about it. I'm like, how do you lose the body?
Right. Well, I think they probably never lost it. They just didn't keep track of it. Someone knew where it was. I mean,
just a way of saying you lost something. I just didn't keep track of it. I didn't lose it, though.
It's a body of a deceased person.
Well, so that's the thing. So we were talking in the newsroom, like, you know, some people were offered to stay on the flight. They curtained off the body, or they could come on a different flight. And people were indignant. They're like, well, absolutely you would take a different flight. And it never occurred to me, why would I want to wait another day just because there's a body on the plane?
So there's always bodies. They're usually in the belly of the plane.
So this passenger passed away how many hours deep into the flight?
He was over Greenland, which it's a stunning sight. I could see how it would take your breath away.
And
in fact, we're going to go for it, I think, aren't we?
So then when they landed in O'Hare, they said, okay, you can all stay. They weren't going to take the body out?
They might have taken the body out, and then they put it back in, and they curtained around it. So, you know, I've been in a plane with a hospital bed, you know, where they jerry-rig sort of a whole back area.
Really?
So I'm sure they had it cordoned off. But this guy was just like, he's scared to death of sharing a flight with the body. And
it depends on how close I was sitting to the body.
And how he died. Like, if he died from some communicable disease, I would not want the body on the plane.
Well, would it be any more dangerous than while he was alive?
Yeah, because, you know, when you die, everything comes out of everywhere.
Well,
so
that came out of this guy's mouth, too. And when I say out of his mouth, I mean, you know, but...
Yeah, no. For God's sakes, get another plane.
So you would wait. You would wait.
I still don't understand. So they landed at O'Hare with the man who passed away.
Right.
Okay, and they wanted to leave the body on the plane and continue their trip?
They wanted, the body was supposed to be left with Cook County, but apparently they kept it because the family probably was in San Francisco. And so they said, we're going to continue on with the family. And they said, if you don't want to fly on this plane, we'll give you a voucher for another flight. That's my understanding. And so people were just jumping on that. And for me, it's like, you know, it's one more bag of peanuts.
No, it is not. If you can't just block off a dead body and continue on your flight. There needs to be a little more respect paid than that.
Well, wait, but you're saying respect, but you really have the heebie-jeebies. I mean, right?
No, I just don't want to smell what comes with a death. I don't want to smell that on a flight.
Is it worse than a regular flight?
Maybe. You never know, unless, you know, it depends on who you're seated next to. That, and I think that, I think that we should respect the dead, and you don't do that by putting a blanket over them and hanging a blanket in the, you know.
Oh, I bet they hung, like, hospital curtains and...
Yeah, no.
No?
That's not what you paid for.
Well,
absolutely
you didn't pay
not.
To die either, but things happen.
Yeah, no. So you're on the flight, I'm off the flight. Kevin, where are you?
I think I'm just going to keep going.
I'm getting to San Fran as soon as I can.
Yeah, right.
And Gabe, what about you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with that. That would be a little awkward.
Yeah.
Well, a little creepy, too.
You don't have to talk to him.
Well,
I mean, but you could if you'd win every argument.
Well, at the very least, I would say a prayer for him. That's for sure.
Oh, sure. Pull out the prayer thing. Make us look bad.
Someone said, I spent many years working in pathology. The bodies will never bother you. They just lay there dead. Yes, I get it, but decomposition, I don't know how quickly that...
It's two hours.
I don't know. All right. You let us know, and stick around. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.